Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg, which is always a good buy. Rob Schweisso sent us some jokes. He's the automotive technology instructor at the Grundy Area Vocational Center. He sent in jokes from his students, Edgar at Morris Community High, Nick at Manuka, Tiernan at Morris Community, and Garrett from Coal City. Go Coalers. Sadly, we've used all the jokes the kids sent in. They send in good ones. We've used them before. Still looking for some new ones. We also got a joke from Diane C. in North Aurora, Nanette in Pontiac, Ed Stanley, Rob Curry, the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Gordon Schwankowski says, love speed jokes. And Will from Wheaton sent us one. Carol Sutter in Lockport, thank you. And we got this. I'm Mugless Noah, age 17, in Evansville, Indiana. Cindy in Madison, Wisconsin, thank you. Ralph Greinke got your joke. Jeannie in Michigan sent a bunch. Hey, Dave, I was caring for my friend's pet snake, and it died.
And what happened?
I don't know. Somehow it crawled into my freezer.
How'd you tell him?
I gave it to him straight.
Recently on an episode of... All the contestants were characters from Greek mythology. In the following scene, Dave Ennett will play the host, Pat Sajak, and John Williams will star as the Cyclops.
It's your turn, Cyclops. What do you want to do?
I'd like to buy an eye. That's a long setup for that. I'm not sure that was the most economical way to tell that joke. Jeannie in Michigan wrote to us and said, John Williams, I'm never lonely because I have four men in my life. I get up with Charlie Horse. I spend the day with Arthur Rydas. I dine with Will Power. And I go to bed with Ben Gay. Hey, Dave. Why don't you ever see woolly mammoths in trees?
You told us yesterday they used to be very small.
No, Dave.
Oh, okay. I know this one.
Why don't you ever see woolly mammoths in trees?
Because they're really good at it.
No, it's because they're all dead, Dave. Come on. I told my kids they've got it easy these days. I said, when I was your age, I had to walk through 10 feet of shag carpeting to change the TV channel. Brenda and I went shopping yesterday. We got separated, so she called my cell and said, where are you? And I said, you remember that jewelry shop years ago where you saw the diamond necklace, but we didn't have the money back then? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I'm at the bar next door. That's what I told her. Today, before the show, I was walking my dog Daisy in the Graceland Cemetery by Wrigley Field. A guy walked by and said,
good morning.
And I said, nope, just walking my dog.
Hey, John, have you child-proofed your house?
Yeah, but they still got back in.
Here now is how we got the tradition of there being an angel on top of the Christmas tree.
One Christmas Eve, Santa was under a lot of stress. He and Mrs. Claus had just had a big fight. His sleigh wasn't loaded. The elves were talking about going on strike. Just then, an angel walked into his office and said, hey, Santa, what do you want me to do with this Christmas tree? Mariah Carey is opening her presents. Inside, she finds a deed to an undeveloped plot of land that's zoned residential. She's very disappointed. She sets the deed down and she says,
I don't